91.7 WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
And this is the Hank and Ted broadcast. I'll turn this down a little
bit. Week two.
Week two.
Of the new semester. We missed actually uploading it last week, though.
But not our fault.
We're looking at you. You know who you are.
You know who you are. She's probably going to listen to the first, like, 30 seconds. So, I guess we should start off with the big event of the past week. Super Bowl happened. First of all, not sorry to any Patriots fans out there. You knew this was coming.
Yeah, this was the most fraudulent run in the playoffs I've ever seen.
Did you see, didn't Drake bet, like, $1 million on the Patriots winning?
Well, you have to always bet against Drake.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, he's low-key dumb.
If you're, like, surprised that the Patriots got blown out, I don't know what to tell you.
Bro, Drake May, I actually want to see his stat line from last night. He had one fumble, one interception. Yep. Drake May, Super Bowl stats.
Yeah, Drake May is about to start driving DoorDash.
All right, Drake May just completed the worst postseason with a Super Bowl appearance of all time by total EPA by a quarterback. That is something.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Total yards is 773, 6 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. Wow.
My good God.
That's beautiful.
Well, the main event of the night, the halftime show, brought in a lot of controversy.
Low-key over nothing.
Over nothing. Oh, well, I mean, it's just straight racism. Like,
actually, when I say I don't like people speaking other languages, it's because I'm American and I only speak American, okay?
Yeah, I've yet to see an argument against, like, the halftime show that wasn't just, like, you see, I don't like it when Hispanic people do it. Or I don't like that they're not speaking English.
Yeah, I mean,
but
it would really hurt America, you know, if immigrants got to, like, have a moment of power.
But you know where they did get the All-American halftime show with no Spanish?
Turning Point USA halftime show.
They weren't allowed to stream on X.
Yeah, because of copyright issues.
Because Elon's turning on them. Elon secretly has been against them the whole time. That whole, like, when him and Trump made up, it was all fake. It was all a ruse.
Well, he's been tweeting about Epstein again.
Well, he's in the files.
Talking about Steve Bannon specifically.
Yeah. I do really like the emails between him and Epstein, though, because he sounds like such a loser.
Well, that's what's so funny. Like, Elon's, like, such, like, a chud that, like...
Can I come on the island,
he's
please?
The richest person maybe in the history of the world at this point.
He's
getting close to the Rockefellers.
Yeah, he might have... I don't know if he surpassed John D. Rockefeller, but...
But, like, this guy, like, Epstein, like, Jeffrey Epstein did not want to let him on the pedophile island. Like, you have to be the world's biggest loser if, like, the worst people ever don't want to be friends with you, bro.
Yeah. I mean, he can't say anything anymore. Like, not only did he get outed as being in the files, he got out as being a loser in the files, which, like, come on, that's gotta suck.
Don't say that about my favorite billionaire. He's like Tony Stark, okay?
Leave the multi-billion-dollar corporation alone.
Listen, I want to eat McDonald's for the rest of my life and die at the age of 30, okay? I don't want to progress anywhere. I don't want healthcare. I don't want car insurance.
Our president is almost 80 years old, and he's still kicking.
You know what? You're right. So, he's also a billionaire.
Yeah. Well, how rich is he? Because he's gone bankrupt a billion times, too.
Yeah, but he's always had people giving him more money.
Yeah, I guess that's
since
I
he
guess
became
that's
president,
correct.
He's garnered over $1 billion because he's very not corrupt.
His sons are quite the busy bees when it comes to making businesses.
Yeah, businesses. Yeah, something like that.
Crypto schemes.
But when it comes to the halftime show, Bad Bunny, low-key cooked. I speak some Spanish. I'm not fluent, obviously, but, like, I've had DTMF stuck in my head for, like, 4 days. Even before the halftime show, it was in my head.
It's a good song.
It's a really good song. And, you know, like, everyone was, like, mad at Bad Bunny for being, like, Latino and not from America, even though he's Puerto Rican. Like,
even though he is American, he holds American citizenship. He just can't vote.
Yeah, because Puerto Rico has no rights, which we need to either give them independence or give them rights. We can't just leave it the way it is right now.
Same thing for all other U.S. territories.
Yeah.
Like Samoa, Guam.
They could even make it so that, like, Samoa, Guam, U.S. Virgin Islands, like, they all together got, like, three representatives or something.
Yeah, even if, like...
They just need to do something, bro.
If you don't want to give them states because you don't want to, like, update the flag or whatever, like, just give them... power.
Give them reps in Congress. Yeah, they don't give need them to reps. States.
I don't know. You can, like, give them, like, a senator.
Yeah. Like, bro.
Or just, like, let them go off and do their own thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're not at any risk of us. Like, I'm sure we could still have plenty of economic dealings with them. It's just, we can't, like, continue to be, like...
And, like, especially with Puerto Rico, all we're doing is we're not helping them.
Yeah, I mean, Puerto Rico, we're purely using for military and economic reasons, and we're also causing their economy to always tank.
Yep, and in Trump's first term, he did a terrible job of preparing them for hurricane season.
Yeah.
And they got destroyed over and over and over again.
Yep. And he brought them water, bro. He's the greatest president ever. He brought them water bottles.
But I think it's really funny that Bad Bunny was dancing on those telephone poles. Does he know?
Does he know that Puerto Rico has issues with power and the power grid?
I don't know, but that's really funny, and someone should tell him.
Someone should tell him that. I'm not sure he knows.
Does he know? He doesn't know.
I don't think he knows. But, yeah, I mean, there were plenty of political undertones. Like, when Lady Gaga was singing on the stage, like, I don't know if this is the intention, but, like, she was the only white person on the stage, and she was singing at a literal wedding, which is, like, a total role reversal from how it usually is.
Yeah.
Like, white people love to hire Latino singers to come sing at their weddings and, like, kind of not treat them well while they're there.
And that wedding was real.
That was pretty awesome.
Which is really cool. This couple just, like, invited Bad Bunny to their wedding, and he was just like, nah, come to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's like, come to the Super Bowl. Like, this is way better than having your wedding, like... Yeah. I wonder if they had any of their family there or not.
Probably.
I do know that he signed as their, like, witness on the official documents, which is pretty awesome.
And he gave his Grammy to a kid, which I don't know if he actually did or if that's just for show, but...
It was a cool, like, handing it down to the next generation moment. Yeah.
Either way, it was nice.
And, like, the kid was, like, watching his Grammy acceptance speech on the TV. Do you see Pedro Pascal was there?
I did see that. Pedro Pascal was just in the background.
Yeah, there were a bunch of celebrities there.
Which I think is pretty awesome.
Apparently, like, Pedro Pascal and Bad Bunny are, like, pretty good friends, which is kind of awesome.
Really?
Yeah. What else? The Patriots, I hate to say it, they deserve to lose. I'm happy with Sam Darnold winning a ring. I'm sad that it wasn't Lamar Jackson first. But, you know, we live and we learn, and we hope to not have John Harbaugh ruin our season next year, which he won't. So
yeah, he can't now. He can't hurt us now.
He can only hurt the Giants.
Which...
He'll make it better there, realistically. But
yeah, I don't... can you really hurt them that much?
I don't know. I think they can only really go up from where they're at. So. Yeah.
I'm sorry to my dad. He's a Giants fan.
Well, things are going to get better for him.
Yeah, but hopefully he...
Hopefully he does not win you a Super Bowl ring.
He probably won't.
Trump crashed out on Truth Social.
That was awesome.
During the halftime show.
Wait, I wanted to... Can we do a reading real quick?
Dramatic reading?
Trump.
We'll both do like half.
Social... Bad Bunny. Where is it? Images? Oh, here we go.
You got it?
I got it.
Oh, I found it too.
The Super Bowl halftime show is absolutely terrible. One of the worst ever. It makes no sense. It is an affront to the greatness of America and doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, or excellence. Those three words are capitalized. Or the first letters.
Yeah.
For some reason. Nobody understands a word this guy is saying, and the dancing is disgusting, especially for young children that are watching this from throughout the USA and all over the world. World also capitalized. This, quote, show, unquote, is just a, quote, slap in the face, unquote, to our country, which is setting new standards and records every single day, including the best stock market and 401k in history. There is nothing inspirational about this mess of a halftime show, and watch, it will get great reviews from the fake news media. He needs to make these into sentences. Because they haven't got a clue what is going on in the real world. And by the way, the NFL should immediately replace its new kickoff rule. Make America great again. President Donald J. Trump.
I'm not going to lie. I low-key agree with him on the kickoff rule. But like, everything else about that was just like racist and like tooting your own horn. Bro, no one cares if the stock market is good, if no one can afford to buy stocks.
Yep.
This is the issue. Like, sure, there's 5% of America that is thriving right now. What about the other 95% who don't have retirement plans?
And also, like he says, the best stock market and 401ks in history. Like that isn't
like how it 401. Works.
Yeah, 401ks are dependent. You could have just said the best stock market, and that would have included 401ks.
Yeah. Also, like the entire point of a stock market is that, like, as time goes on, the value of everything will go up.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be having a pretty, like, terrible economy for it to be going down in any case. That is called a recession. Like, good job, we're not in a recession yet. Like,
yeah.
Good job, bro.
Although, I mean, with all this isolationism.
Bro, it's not even isolationism. That's what's crazy. Like, it's just, like, being stupid.
Yeah.
Like, this might be a hot take. Like, feel free to disagree with me, but like, I think it's fine to be isolationist if you prepare your country to do it instead of just being like, we are going to invade Greenland.
You also can't do it as the size of, like, you just can't be the size of America and do it.
Yeah, no.
Like, Japan could do it 200 years ago because it was 200 years ago and they're a much smaller country. If they tried to do it now, they would collapse.
Yeah, I mean, our economy is also too big. Like, anytime you try to isolate, like, naturally things are going to get cooked for us. Like, unless you want to live in a world where, like, everyone in America is actually worse off than they already are right now, we can't just be like, yeah, we're going to not talk to any of these countries anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're going to tariff all these countries 30%.
And speaking of, you remember that, the Hollywood tariff?
Yeah.
The Beatles movies are filming the New York City scenes in London. I don't know if that's directly because they just don't want to pay to film in New York with all the tariffs and stuff, but it's like crazy that they're just shooting New York City in London.
That's like, it's because taxes are really bad in America when it comes to filmmaking in general. It has nothing to do with the Hollywood tariff. That never happened.
That didn't happen?
No, you can't tariff a not... It's not a good, like, a film isn't a good, it's a service, technically. So how are you going to tariff it?
I thought it would just be, like, production side.
No, it's not possible. It's intangible. Like, you can't, like, logistically, it makes no sense to tariff a film. You could tariff the budget of it.
Maybe distribution?
But, like, I don't know, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? That's only going to hurt people. But yeah, no, they're filming in London because London gives a bunch of tax credits. All of the Avengers movies are filming in London too. They don't film in America anymore.
That sucks.
It does.
You better bring it back.
Guys, Hollywood started in America and like nothing gets filmed in Hollywood anymore. Like they film in like London and
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Sometimes they film in Atlanta, but not
much. Yeah, they film like shows there.
Not much anymore. Everything's moving out of America.
Yeah, I just know Vancouver is a big one.
Vancouver still has a lot of TV shows too. All the CW shows used to film in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But yeah, moving on. Trump is like low-key a baby still. Like he's basically like, you know how like when you like grow up, like you're supposed to be like at your most mature when you're like 50. And then like after that, like you start to like become dumber again and become like more childlike as you're getting closer to your deathbed. He's so close to his deathbed that like nothing makes sense anymore.
I also think it's just years of being like a businessman and being like a billionaire. Like the entitlement that comes with having that much money just ruins a person.
Yeah, I'm not sure Trump was ever a good person. Everyone, if you would like, you should watch The Apprentice movie.
That was a great movie.
Great movie. Sebastian Stan, my goat. But like that movie really puts you in Trump's shoes in a way that's very uncomfortable. But like,
yeah,
by the end of the movie, you're like, I get how he is the way he is now.
Like the first half, you almost feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Because he's just being preyed upon by all the like. And then once he makes it, you're like, oh, he's taken the worst lessons from all these experiences.
Yep. But
it does tell you a lot about how we got here.
It really does. And like this guy, like we always talk about this, but like his influence is unmatched. He's probably the reason the entire world is swinging towards fascism again right now. Like it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Fascism is on the rise.
So I was mentoring someone earlier who's from Canada.
Yeah.
And apparently, I didn't know this, but in Canada, they have, during every election, they send out ballots to, like teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not real ballots. They just, like, it's good to, like, know where the, like, teenagers stand with, like,
oh, no.
Where politics are.
Yeah.
And in this past election was, like, the first time in years that it was majority conservative.
Oh, my God.
In Canada.
Yeah, you want to know why that is?
Because
the racism's being fed to them.
Yep. Because they hate. Canadians hate Indians for whatever reason right now.
Yeah.
Which wasn't a thing like a couple years ago, but like COVID, it's just the Trump effect. So you have like Viktor Orban in Hungary, whoever the woman's name is in Italy, the AfD.
Yeah, their AfD, mein Lieblingsparty.
Nigel Farage.
Oh,
we love Nigel Farage.
Listen, Kocht.
Yeah, it's over.
Es ist over für uns.
The AfD, for those of you who don't know, Ted is supposed to go to Germany in a couple months.
Yeah.
For a year.
Yeah.
And when's the next election?
It's a great question. Germany? I think it's in the fall.
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's while you're going to be there. Like, and how it's looking right now is swinging.
February 2027 presidential election. It's the actual, like, federal election, though.
How it's looking right now is going to be a pretty big swing towards the Alternative für Deutschland.
Yeah, Wissenkocht.
Which is basically the light Nazi party.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we don't like immigrants. That everything like in modern day fascism is so weird because they're not actually like racist, and they are racist, but like there's like they're like woke racists now.
It's that clip. What was the clip from like the 60s of like the guy who worked in the Nixon administration? It was like 10 years ago you could say the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't say that anymore, so you say urban populations.
Yeah.
And you get so abstracted that you start talking about tax breaks.
Yeah.
Like they're just, it's gone from like, yeah, they're not doing anti-Semitism outwardly anymore. They're not talking about like international Jewry.
Yeah.
But now it's just immigrants are dirty. Like, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's just, like, on, like, a, like, it's, like, a clean version of being racist or
They can hide behind, like, a couple, like, edge cases of immigrants being terrible people or, like, just the cartel.
Yeah.
Which, like, yeah, the cartel is bad.
Nah.
But, like.
Really? Are you sure
not
about
every
that?
Single person from South America. It's like people from like Brazil, they don't, the cartel isn't even in Brazil. I mean, it probably is, but.
Yeah, but Mexico. Like, yeah, you think the of cartel Mexico is, when you think of the cartel.
Yeah, the cartel is like Mexico, and they're just like, not everyone from down there.
Hey, well, did you know Venezuela was actually shipping millions of pounds of drugs to us, allegedly?
Mm-hmm. And what was it, the president of Honduras who got arrested with that, and then we pardoned him?
Yeah, we pardoned him.
We pardoned him.
Our country.
Fearless leader.
DJT.
Pardon the guy who is actually peddling drugs into this country.
Well, this is, like, what I'm saying. Like, as long as you, like, suck up to them, like, they're not going to treat you poorly. And this is, like, the realization I've come to. Like, our, like, modern-day Nazis, like Nick Fuentes, he is a Latino. Like,
yeah, he's Mexican.
He's Mexican, and he's a Nazi.
And
like,
he's gay.
They'll accept you as one of them as long as you just bootlick and bootlick and bootlick. Like, it's fine as long as you're just, like, down to be a horrible person. Like,
there's so many, like, same thing with Tim Pool. Tim Pool's half Korean.
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
It's like, you're peddling this, like, weird brand of white supremacy, and, like, none of you are white. You're at most half white.
But, J.D. Vance, same
J.D.
way.
J.D. Vance,
his
interracial,
wife is Indian.
Interracial marriage, but immigrants are bad, except for my wife and my biracial kids.
However, ICE did the right thing by shooting Renee Good.
True. And speaking of, like, the bootlicking thing, same thing with, like, Ghislaine Maxwell, which we were talking about just before the recording. She basically can walk scot-free as soon as she says, like, yeah, Trump and Clinton were fine.
Yeah, that was her offer from her lawyer today, because she went to have a meeting today, or a hearing, right? And immediately she's like, I'm taking my Fifth Amendment rights. But, like, later in the day, her lawyer was like, Ghislaine is prepared to exonerate both Trump and Clinton as long as she's offered clemency. And it's like,
so ridiculous.
Bro, she trafficked kids. You want to know who else likes the little girls? Bill Clinton, Donald Trump.
Yeah, two people that were notorious for being womenizers and liking young women.
Yeah. What are we doing?
And, like,
that can't be lawful. Like, I don't care, like,
it shouldn't be.
I don't care if it technically is. Like, this is how everything, like, bad that will continue to happen in America, it'll start here, because there's no limit to presidential power already, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the president is able to, like, fully influence, like, what's going on in the courts, we're cooked. Like, this has nothing to do with the president at this point.
Yeah.
Like, if he takes over the court system, it's just over. Like,
and he's trying to. I mean, the amount of judges that he's just, like, ignored, federal judges, Supreme Court.
Well, he only stops when the Supreme Court tells him to.
Sometimes, though, Supreme Court, he kind of is just like, nah, I'll do my own thing.
Yeah. Nah, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And this is, like, something that I talked about at one of the clubs I went to last week. It was about foreign politics. Like, we were talking about the invasion of Greenland, or the hypothetical invasion of Greenland. And everybody was like, yeah, we need Greenland because...
They were saying we need Greenland?
Oh, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was, like, for a military, like, operation so we can protect ourselves from Russian missiles in the case of a nuclear war. Which, guys, if we go to a nuclear war, we are all dead. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't... And also, like, we could... have it doesn't matter does it have to be Greenland? I feel like we have
low-key Siberia is where most of the missile silos are. Greenland is between us and Russia.
What about Japan?
Well, we already have them there.
Yeah,
we already have the anti-air there, so we need anti-air every side around us.
Just doing Canada.
Anyways,
then
this argument doesn't make sense because, guys, we would all die anyways. One, the only argument for Greenland is for trade routes, which actually does make sense. In the case of ice melt, America would have Alaska and it would have Greenland, so it would be able to essentially claim the Arctic Ocean, and that would mean a lot of money, ka-ching, whatever. We don't want the ice in Greenland to melt. But they were saying we want Greenland, and it doesn't matter if we use military force or not to take Greenland. And you know how crazy it is to say that? Because one, it would be fully breaking the law, because we are in NATO. Like, you can't invade another country that you're a part of.
That would be like the biggest like invasion in but a Western country since like World War II.
They were like, I don't care if it's breaking the Constitution or it's breaking the law. And it's like, this is how we got here.
Yeah, that's like, also how every other dictatorship got there.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we can bend the Constitution a little bit, and then, like, then you just invade. And then once you start invading places, it's just over.
Yeah.
And then the American Empire comes back.
Well, it never went away. That's how I feel. Like, America is literally, like, we have been the empire of the world since 200 years ago.
Yeah.
But maybe 150.
In a different way than, like, how the British Empire was.
Yeah, we're like shadow powers.
Yeah. We don't have the land claim. We have soft power.
Yeah.
But we're getting rid of that, and I guess we're trying to reclaim it in the worst way possible by invading other countries.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever want to look at a map of like where we have military bases in the planet, like
it's everywhere.
We are everywhere. Like, we low-key control the world. And when people are like, oh, but we should be scared of Russia and China, like, we should be scared of ourselves, bro.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the Ring ad at the Super Bowl last night?
No.
There's a new, like, feature on Ring, and it's the scariest thing ever. They will track, like, if you lose your dog, you can upload a picture of your dog, and it'll immediately check every Ring camera, like, in, like, the town around you to see if the dog has gone by using AI, right? But what happens when you start using that for humans?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Like,
and they're putting all the traffic cams in.
Yeah.
They're going to,
So the U.S. government probably already does that, guys.
Yeah.
But we don't live in a surveillance state, okay? We are not in China. We are not getting ready to learn Chinese, okay?
And we're about to strike Iran.
Oh, yeah.
So get ready to learn Persian, buddy.
Someone on Kalshi just bet $100,000 that it would happen tonight. Or, like, one of the betting markets. Which means either it's a scare tactic in order to, like,
I mean,
make them think it's coming, or
tonight
it's coming.
Tonight as in, like, U.S. time or Iranian time?
U.S. time.
So they got 3 more hours?
No, but, like, it could be, like, tomorrow morning, too.
Yeah.
Like, any time between 9 p.m. We're recording this the night before this airs.
Yeah. If that happens, they gotta investigate that guy.
No, it's probably someone in the U.S. government. That's the thing.
Which, like, they should.
But they're not gonna investigate it. Like, this is how this starts.
That's, like, insider betting. Like, didn't two people get kicked out of the NBA for doing that, like, a year ago?
Yeah. But it's different when the U.S. government does it.
If like, sports leagues can kick players out for betting on games that they're about to play in,
I'm not gonna,
maybe we should kick people out for predicting on strikes that we're about to do.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, bet with you on a betting matter, but, like, I would bet you, like, $10 that it's someone in Trump's immediate vicinity that did that bet. Like, if this does happen, I bet you $10 that it's someone, like, right around Trump or really high up in the government that made this bet.
It could be one of those, like, 20-year-olds that work
in the Doge. Well, Doge doesn't exist anymore.
But there's probably a bunch of, like, there was that one kid, I think there's an item during Biden, but it was that one kid who leaked a bunch of U.S. military intel to his Discord server.
Yeah.
Like, the U.S. government is so not secure as it seems.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Like, they still, a lot of our, like, naval bases still use, like, Windows 98 or Windows 7, which haven't gotten security updates in 15 years, probably. 15 years. I mean, Windows 98, probably a good 15, 20 years.
But it's just crazy, bro. like, you always get to these conclusions where you're like, wow, we are more cooked than I thought we were. When, like, when I have a discussion about this, like, with anyone, I'm like, yeah, we might be cooked. But this is why we have to talk about these things.
Like, it always just keeps getting more and more over, but it's never, like...
It's never fully it's
that,
over.
It's that nothing ever happens stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Like, nothing's happened yet.
In positive news, I don't even know if it's positive, but I guess it is because we don't like Trump. Trump is losing popularity nationally. Especially after all this stuff with ICE has happened, Trump's really had to retreat, at least on, like, a moral standpoint.
Yeah, I feel like Alex Pretty was pretty...
You that can't was pretty universal. That. Like...
Because it... If you defend that as a right winger, you're betraying, like, gun open carry rights.
Yeah.
Which kind of goes against their whole thing for the past ever.
Right. But, like, this is the thing with, like, the quote unquote right wing right now. It's not the right wing. It's the Trump wing.
Yeah. It's like, a cult of personality.
He's fully a cult leader. It's crazy. Like, he's just, like, whenever he says something, everyone agrees with him, no matter mm-hmm. how dumb it is. Or they'll, like, interpret it in a way that makes it make slightly more sense or something yep. along those lines. But it'll never just be like, oh, yeah, the president was wrong about that one.
It's like, oh, we didn't put this down, but the Obama video that he posted.
Oh, that was so bad.
There was a video, probably the most racist thing that he's done while in office.
Yeah.
He posted an AI video of Barack and Michelle Obama as gorillas.
Yeah.
Which was part of a bigger video of just, like, different politicians as, like, rainforest animals. Mm-hmm. But he only posted the part of the two biggest black figures in recent history yeah. as gorillas. He knew what he was doing, and people were still out there like, no, no, you don't get it. It's just a joke. It was part of a bigger video, just out of context.
You know when, like, people, like, say, no. like, Trump derangement syndrome?
Like, yeah, they have their own version.
Right. I genuinely think in my heart of hearts that, like, even, like, people I know who are, like, leftists are, like, getting this too. Where, like, Trump has just, like, overwhelmed them so much that when he does, like, something that's at a new low, like, they just don't care.
It's, I don't know what the term, I'm blanking on the term for it. Like, yeah, you're just, like, you get so desensitized.
Yeah.
To everything, like... That would have destroyed, because 20 years
imagine
ago...
Imagine if Joe Biden did that, of, yeah. like, who's, like, Ben Carson, I guess.
Eric Adams.
Yeah, Eric Adams and Ben Carson. Imagine Joe Biden posts a video of them as monkeys.
It would be over.
It would be over. He would have been impeached for that. Like,
I mean, like, 20 years ago, we had a Democratic nominee get destroyed for screaming on stage.
Yeah.
Like, his political career was ended by having, like, a funny meme happen on stage. And now we got people posting straight just, like, racism. Like the oldest racist joke in the book.
Yeah, our current president is a rapist, pedophile, racist.
Anti-Semite, remember when he said Shylock?
Oh, yeah, anti-Semite. What else am I missing here? Homophobic, definitely.
Transphobic. Transphobic.
All the phobics.
All the phobics. All the isms. Xenophobic. It's a big one.
He's just, like, he's so much that, like, when he does something that's, like,
you just get
absolutely
so
crazy, you're just like, yeah.
Like, I mean.
That's the orange, man. He's kind of funny.
Like, that's what he does.
It's so bad, though.
He posts crazy stuff on Twitter and Truth Social, and then we just kind of have to be like, oh, well, yeah, well. It's like that Shane Gillis bit where he's like, this is going to be a tough one to defend at the office tomorrow, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Nah, but, like, my older sibling, like, anytime I'll bring something up, we'll just be like, yeah, that's the orange, man. It's like, this is unprecedented. Like, sure, Trump does crazy things, but, like, this is crazy. Like,
I do understand that sentiment to an extent, though, because it eventually gets to such a point where it's like, he could just say the N-word tomorrow, and I'd be like, not surprised at all. Like, he could...
Yeah.
It could come out tomorrow that he is, like, literally, like, not just, like, raping kids, like eating them. Okay, anyways, we're back. Is this thing? Yeah. So, Trump could, like, just straight up just, like, say the N-word tomorrow or, like, eat babies. And I'd be, like... You know, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, but
you... But I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
And that's why I understand it to an extent.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's important to, like, stay vigilant on it, though. Like, just, like, shrugging it off is not...
Yeah, you should never, like... You should still point it out and be like, this is racist. Like, I get that it's a joke, but you're the president. You can't be doing that.
Nah, but, like, the thing is half the time it's not jokes, too. Like, he says some crazy shit. Oh.
What were you saying?
Yeah, so he says, like, some crazy baloney, like, that, like, I don't know, like, it's just so crazy that, like, you know it's coming from hatred in his heart. Like,
yeah, you need to be diligent and call it out when you see it, because that's the only way that we're going to get out of this mess.
Yeah.
Is by constant vigilance and just, calling stuff out when you see it, because that video is... So insane.
Yeah, like, I watched it, and, like, my immediate reaction was, like, my jaw just opened.
How,
like,
do you defend that? I guess if you're Laura Loomer, you're defending that.
Well.
She was defending that hardcore.
Yeah. I mean, if I had that much plastic surgery, I'd have to as well. Like.
Yeah.
Her and Christy know him, bro. I know that, like, everyone's, like, mad about South Park, like, and all that stuff, but, like, I need more, like, not more of our institutions, but, like, more of, like, cultural commonplaces to, like, actually call out, like, what's going on.
I know, for sure.
It bothers, like, people when, like, things get political, but, like, we live in a time where they kind of need to.
Yeah, like, this is the most politically unstable time since the 60s.
Yeah.
So you kind of just need to, you got to get out there, project your voice.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way that we're going to get out of this, because it's also an election year. So there's that. Midterms historically way less than the presidential elections because people don't think they matter as much. They very much do matter.
I low-key think that this year is just going to be the craziest blue wave of my lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen, like, obviously it's way too soon, but, like, I've seen, like, the special elections that have been going on, on Twitter, and, like, every Dem is overperforming, like, versus Harris by, like, 25 points.
Yep.
Like, there have been districts that were Trump plus 10, and the special election comes, and the Republican loses by 15 to 20 points. Like, it is crazy.
Yeah, like, look at Georgia.
Yeah.
They had their special election last year. Was that for DA?
Yeah, I think so.
And that was, like, plus 20. It was something crazy. I don't know if it was plus 20, but it was something wild.
Yeah.
For Democrats.
Oh, I actually got something that we can...
No, okay.
That we can talk about real quick. Yeah. So, over the weekend, not over the weekend, I think it was Friday, there was a special election in New Jersey for a seat in the House, I believe.
Yeah.
And this woman that's basically, like, the New Jersey version of AOC or, like, a Mamdani, like, very, very left, like, she was polling at, like, 8% in the primaries, because there was a primary election, and... she ended up winning by, like, 1%.
Winning?
Yeah. Like, she got, like, I think almost 30% of the vote. And there was, like, 20 candidates on the ticket. Like, there are a lot of people that could have, I guess, not won, but, like, taken up some of the vote space. And there were people who were running against her who got, like, so much money from AIPAC and so much money from all these really high up, like...
The blue wave.
We control, like, the country, but... At least, like, the Northeast right now is kind of having its own, like, Democratic Tea Party, and I just find that awesome.
I mean, you can't even see the blue wave is coming because it's already here. It's been here since November.
Yeah.
That the New York City, I think pretty much every election, like every major election,
went blue.
I mean, Minneapolis had Jacob Frey, which he's still like a Democrat. He's still fairly progressive. Should have been Omar.
But, yeah.
I mean,
he's not doing a horrible job considering the situation.
He's like a Newsom kind of figure. He's got a lot of riz.
Yeah, he's got the aura. Yeah. I'm not sure he's got the policy behind the aura, he's got the aura.
I could see him becoming like a governor.
Yeah.
Maybe a rep after this. But yeah, obviously Mamdani was a big one. So the blue wave is here. We just got to see. And like, you even have people like Graham Plattner, which even though he's been in so many controversies,
he's about to win though.
He's going to win.
It's going to happen.
He's going to win big time.
Yeah.
And for Maine, like Maine historically,
pretty red, actually
pretty red, has like at least one red representative. I think they always have like at least one rep voting Republican, and looks like that might not happen this year because of Graham Plattner. I don't know which district he's running in.
I thought he was running for Senate.
Is he?
I think he's a Senate guy.
He might be. You're right.
One of my, one of our hometown friends met him.
Really?
Yeah, Isaiah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He is running for Senate, my bad.
Yeah. No, it's all good. Like,
but
Senate's way more important than the House. Yeah. So.
And, like, I feel like that says a lot that he has so much traction for being very woke.
Yeah, low-key. I don't know. Like, I fully think that, like, as long as, like, people realize that, like, the policies of the past haven't really been working or helping us out, then we'll be moving in more of a left-leaning direction. Trump hasn't actually done any policies. He's just been like, I'm in charge.
It's just been culture war stuff and, like, executive orders.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure how many laws have been signed since Trump's become president.
There was a bunch his first, like, month. I remember they did a bunch of Project 2025 stuff the first month. I don't know what's gone on since. He's kind of just been doing a bunch of culture war stuff and appearing and, like, just, you know, talking smack about whoever he wants. I don't know how much, like, legislative. I guess he signed the Epstein Transparency Act.
All right. Over 11,000 bills were introduced in the year of 2025. Approximately 2.3% of those introduced passed.
I feel like, isn't that kind of normal?
That's pretty low. I don't know, like, any of these laws, like, how much they actually affect us, though. That's, like,
for a federal bill, takes a lot to pass one.
Yeah.
And especially nowadays, the amount of polarization that exists.
Yeah.
Like, it's just cooked. It's so cooked. It's a miracle that the Epstein Transparency Act actually got, like, signed into law.
Yeah. Thomas Massie, my goat for that. I don't like Thomas Massie. But, yeah, but I mean, like, from the conservative side,
yeah,
like,
Thomas
Massie. He's being like a Mitt Romney. Like, that's awesome. Like, keep doing that, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ro Khanna's cool. I'd be fine if he was president in 10 years.
Yeah.
Like,
if he ran in the primary. I feel like the amount of publicity he's getting from being one of the Epstein guys.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. That's not bad, but, like, one of, like, him and Thomas Massie being, like, the two guys who are leading the fight in exposing all of this. That's a lot of good publicity and for a really good thing. So I feel like, you know, he could become, what state is he? Is
Cali.
He South Carolina?
He's Cali.
Rokana?
Yeah.
I thought he was somewhere in, like, the South or something.
Damn,
thought,
you got your facts all wrong today.
No, because I saw the Soy Pill was, like, campaigning with him. And they were campaigning, like, South Carolina or something. Could be wrong. I could have been totally, like, hallucinating that.
Oh. Yeah, so he represents California's 17th district.
Yeah.
Just confirming that.
He could go, he could upseat Kamala Harris.
Nah, I think he should run for governor in Cali.
I thought assuming Kamala doesn't run for president again, which is for almost
guaranteed. I'm shivering just thinking of it.
Almost guaranteed she is. she'd be going for California governor.
Yeah, I hope she runs for Cali governor. I'm fine with her being a governor. I just...
Yeah, I don't...
Don't put her back on the ticket, bro.
Like, that never works. It never works.
Like, please, just don't.
Just
like,
put any... Well, not anyone else.
Like, when people say they want a winner, they want a winner. They don't want someone who's already lost in the presidential
election. Like, yeah, Trump did that, but we're not trying to be like him.
Yeah, like, Trump...
This is the weapon of the enemy. We will not use it. I would be fine with even, like, Newsom over him, which I don't even particularly like Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. I mean, I've had this debate before, like, if I would vote for Newsom, and if it came down to it, yes.
I think he's the line where, like, I could... in somewhat good conscience vote for him.
Yeah.
He's the kind of progressive that I do not really like.
And he's kind of scary.
He's progressive in theory.
He's a cockroach.
And then just like when push comes to shove, he turns into like mainstream liberal, which I really...
He's kind of like the governor of Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ned, if you're out there, just know that like, I think you have it in you to be a good guy. And I think you want to be a good guy.
But you just keep giving all them big bucks to Israel.
Well.
And getting them big bucks.
It's not really his fault. Connecticut's just the Israeli state, like, unfortunately. I'm thinking more that he just surrounds himself by, like, only rich people. And he is a rich person, so he doesn't understand, like.
He's really good friends with our president, Rudenko.
Rudenko Merrick. Rudenko. Nothing against you, but less money to Israel, please.
Yeah. That would be nice. Please. But, yeah. Ned Lamont, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's not doing anything for the homeless population.
Yeah.
In fact, he's doing the opposite. He's contributing to them not being able to find suitable housing.
Yeah, and he's continuing to build anti-homeless, seating.
Infrastructure.
In public. Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's the kind of progressive that I don't mess with, but any progressive is better than no progressive, so I will still...
Any progressive is better than J.D. Vance or Donald Trump or...
Yeah, I'm talking about just, like, on the Stephen Democratic Miller. Ticket.
Yeah.
If it's Stephen Miller, I'm moving. If it is Stephen Miller, I am moving.
Wir gehen ins Deutschland jetzt.
Like...
Was denkst du?
There's less than 1% chance Stephen Miller runs.
Yeah.
But in that, like...
Marco could run.
Ugh. Marco is probably going to run again.
Marco would be better than Vance.
I really think the Vance-Rubio ticket, I think that's my most likely pick for VP. If he does Stephen Miller, I'm moving. I'm going to Canada. I'm going anywhere else. I will not have Stephen Miller be anywhere near... like the president's desk, even though he already is like kind of shadow president. I don't want him on the ticket.
Yeah.
I will hightail it out of here. Marco Rubio, fine, whatever. First Hispanic vice president.
It's so cooked. Like, we have like so many people. Like, the odds of us having like Laura Loomer or some like Lauren Boebert or something like that as our first female president are so high.
Yep. Or Erica because Kirk.
This is what I'm talking about when I say like they're like, it's not even about being racist or sexist anymore. It's about bootlicking. Like, these people, like, they hate everybody, but they'll still do anything to get that power.
Yep.
Like, even more so than someone like, I don't know, like Biden. Biden ran for president like 8 times.
It's like, hard to like, it's kind of a meme because like, you know, people like Hassan say like there's no true left-wing grifter.
Yeah.
But it's so much harder to point out who a left-wing grifter is than like, because you can just point to anyone on the right.
Yeah.
And their chances are, yeah, they're a grifter. But like, I mean, there still definitely are people. Like, you can make the argument that Hassan is a left-wing grifter.
Yeah, you can argue that, but like until like any of like the policy of like a leftist goes into effect and doesn't work, like you'll have no reason to like say like, oh, he's just grifting. He actually wants that policy to go into place. And you can't say the same about right wing grifters.
And to anyone who's going to counter that, argument with, oh, well, Venezuela, Cuba, the Soviet Union.
It's not the same thing.
Shut up.
It's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. And if you don't believe me, come to UConn, take a history class.
But that's the left-wing history and policy and politics.
Well, you can already see socialism failing New York City because they have snow on the roads. So, checkmate, liberals.
All right, let's talk about New York for a minute because Michael Rappaport keeps appearing in my Twitter feed.
The New York, it's been a bit over a month since Mamdani has taken office, and New York has not fallen to shambles yet.
Well, it's going to woke Sharia is coming into place. Transgender Sharia is coming.
Transgender for everyone, unfortunately, is not real yet. Yet. There's always still time.
Yeah, it's coming.
Zoran.
Just you wait, Zoran.
Got a little Curtis in there.
Yeah. Whenever I talk about Zoran, Mamdani, it just comes out. But yeah, no, like, Mamdani, like, is being, like, the most strategic mayor I've ever seen. This is the closest I've ever paid attention to the New York mayorship.
Yeah, in our lifetimes, we've only seen Michael Bloomberg.
Bloomberg was weird.
And then, did it go Bloomberg and then Eric Adams? I feel like there was a one in the middle there that I can't remember the name of.
You're thinking of the other woke guy.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name right now.
Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, de Blasio. I like de Blasio.
Bloomberg, de Blasio, Eric Adams. And maybe like a couple months of Rudy Giuliani. I don't really know when his term ended.
Giuliani ended 2001.
Oh, really? Okay.
But yeah, as far as like the mayorship goes, like, he's already implemented a lot of stuff that should just be getting done anyways.
Yeah, he's kind of revitalizing the role of a mayor in a city like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he was a figurehead before that, but like, how much power did Eric Adams have in New York City?
Yeah.
He definitely had power, like, generally in American politics, but like, the power to get stuff done in New York City, not that much.
Yeah.
And now Zoran has kind of revitalized and revamped, like, the purpose and the role of the mayoral office, which, you know, we love to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's just refreshing to see, like, someone in charge of the greatest city in the world, who actually, like, cares about his city.
And who follows through.
Yeah.
On his ideas and his plans.
Yeah. See, I mean, he had to endorse Hochul, which I'm a little iffy on, but if he gets all his policy through, who cares?
That's, like, the game of politics. Sometimes you got to buddy up with people that you're like, he was in the Oval Office being real friendly with Trump, which, you know, he didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, he was talking crazy smack about Trump the whole election cycle.
Yeah. And he still doesn't like Trump. He just signed an executive order that said ICE needs a warrant to even come into the city.
Mm-hmm. But he still, you know, went to the Oval Office because that's just what you got to do as a politician sometimes.
It's the president. Like, whether or not we want him to be the president, Trump won the election.
You got to work with him.
Yeah.
And I'm really curious to see how this would have gone with Andrew Cuomo. Because he probably, honestly, just would have rolled over and been like, you know, we can't tell ICE to get out. They're a federal agent.
Yeah. I don't even know. It's pretty bad. Like, just thinking about, like, Cuomo was Trump's pick, and he's a Democrat. This is the thing. He is the definition of, like, an old wave Democrat. His dad is old guard.
The New York State governor, like, he just represents everything about the establishment. Yeah. His brother, Chris Cuomo.
Oh, like, Chris Cuomo was so weird. You can't help but see, like, in Andrew Cuomo, in, like, Chuck Schumer, and who's the minority leader right now?
Oh my god.
Brain fart.
I'll look it up.
But, like, it's Hakeem Jeffries.
Yeah, Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries better than Schumer. Still really bad.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't stand on business.
He doesn't, like, he struggled to endorse Zohran. Same thing with, like, Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah. Which
I don't have a problem with Pete Buttigieg. I think he's done wonders for the gay community.
Yeah.
But he could have endorsed Zohran at the very least. Like,
yeah, like, what are we doing? Like, the whole reason he didn't endorse him was because of fears of anti-Semitism that Zohran was causing. But Zohran has been, like, the most, like, outspoken against anti-Semitism
of
anyone. Maybe Andrew Cuomo was more, but that was fueled by racism. And everyone has to make, like, to think about that before they're like, oh, yeah, Zohran is anti-Semitic. Like,
Andrew Cuomo wouldn't have made such a big deal out of that if it wasn't for Israel-Palestine.
Yeah.
Like, if that wasn't happening, it wouldn't have been on his website anywhere. It would have been lumped in under, like, the, we're going to stop racism. But, like, Zohran has the experience of being a minority. He knows what it's like to be a minority in a big city in America and experience that, and he can relate more to the average Jewish person experiencing anti-Semitism than Andrew Cuomo can, because he's, he's not a WASP, but he's pretty close.
Yeah.
He's a white, Italian, New York man.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's just a matter of perspective on everything. You have to remember this when you're talking to people, because, like I said, like, I was at a club last week where there were multiple people who were like, we should invade Greenland.
Like, you have to just, like, step back and be like, you were talking about invading a NATO country.
Yeah.
Which, did we forget why NATO is a thing?
Well, their argument was that NATO wasn't doing enough to help us, so Greenland should be a gift to America, right? But that doesn't make sense. NATO is a gift to the United States. Yeah. We give them military help, and in return, we are trade partners. Like, this is how this works.
NATO and the United Nations, despite all their problems, which, of course, they're going to have problems. No institution that large is not going to have problems. There's a reason why there hasn't been a huge, large-scale global war since World War II, and it's because we have NATO and the United Nations. Before that, if you want to talk about the League of Nations, didn't do anything to prevent Hitler.
Yeah, we also have nukes now.
Yeah, and that. And even before that, when it was just completely lawless, there was no, like, there were some international laws, but they weren't completely, they weren't absolute like they are supposedly now.
Yeah.
And the world was a lawless land, and that's how we had stuff like World War I happened, the Armenian Genocide, all terrible things.
Yeah.
And we are now slowly eroding that again. And, like, okay, the odds that the U.S. will do another Holocaust, low. Not zero, but low. But if we erode all of these international laws and policies, what's stopping another country from doing another large-scale Holocaust? Yeah. And, I mean, there already is genocide going on, but I'm talking about, like, one of those, like, millions and millions of people dead. And could very well happen again if you destroy NATO, United Nations, all of that.
Yeah.
What's stopping them?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's just, like, it's a fact versus reality, like, moment. Like, everyone says facts, and, like, sure, but it's, we're at a point where it's a question of what facts you're getting, mm-hmm. and how you interpret them, instead of, like,
or even just what facts you believe in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone understands that facts are ultimately true, right? But it's the way you frame those facts and the way these are conveyed to you that makes you decide or think or be like, oh, no, I don't believe in this. And that's what causes people to be so divided today. And ultimately, I don't even know where I was going with this, besides saying,
we're, like, out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time. Oh, I got this then. Yeah. We need to ban social media for those under 16.
True.
I think this would help push us in the correct direction when it comes to
WHOS stores
radicalizing
children.
Well,
that's about all the time we got.
Yeah, thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening. And we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.